Welcome to WITY Profile. Chad Baker, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios, down in Georgetown today, talking with Corey Meeks with the Georgetown American Legion Post 203. And Corey, one of the main figures with their second annual Summer Square Affair event coming up. It's a community festival, Saturday, July 26th, vendor fair starting at noon, and a whole bunch of activities going on through the day. Corey, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me, Chad.
Let's talk about this event, the second annual event here. You guys have food, beverages, raffles, just a little bit of something for everyone, all the ages, a family event, but by no means you're going to shy singles away either, but it's just a great community event for folks to come out and have some fun.
Yeah, we've got 15 plus vendors are going to be setting up selling their goods. We've got five food trucks that are going to join us, barbecue, the Cafecita Cubana, ice cream truck, that wiener wagon, just to name a few of them. We've got activities for the kids. We've got a bounce house we're going to have set up for the kids. There'll be face painting for the kids there. We've got door prizes and raffles that we're going to do throughout the day, 50-50 raffle. We've got a lot of nice stuff set up. We'll have a nice stuff set up for everybody to partake in and come out and join us and enjoy yourself.
Now, recently we caught up at the Georgetown Fair a few weeks back, and we talked a little bit about all the things that Georgetown American Legion Post 203 does. And of course, this has become a great fundraiser in just its short time of making sure that you can give back to the community here. What ways does the Doran Blazer Post give back?
We give back primarily veterans is our main focus, but we give a lot of money back to the area community programs, the kids' ball teams, the scouts, the ladies' club here in town. We do a lot for the community. We participate in giving money back to the food bank. We give money to churches all over town with their help, and they do a lot for us too. So it's more about the community, but our main focus is our veterans of the United States.
One of the main causes that Doran Blazer gets behind is Mission Canine Warrior. I think over time they've kind of come synonymous, but it's been just a great cause, and there's just been a great outpouring of support for that, and that continues to be a big cause for you guys.
Yeah, that is a wonderful program that got started at our post, and it has grown significantly over the past several years. It's really a great program to help our veterans with PTSD, and it's a wonderful feeling to know that you can be part of that.
Now, the American Legion, you guys are just like a lot of other organizations. You're always looking for people to join and to become a part of that. How do folks get aligned with the Georgetown Legion?
You can stop by at the Legion Club anytime and ask for a application to be either a Legion member, a son of the American Legion, or American Legion Auxiliary. They took the ladies away from the auxiliary, and now it's just auxiliary, so you've got an opportunity to join, be it if you're male or female. Costs are very minimal to be a member, and you can help join us supporting this organization all year long, helping with events, raising money, supporting our veterans, join the Honor Guard to honor our fallen at the cemetery and at memorial services. Just a great thing for the community to get involved in.
Well, it sounds like it. You've opened it up a little bit, and that gives folks a lot of opportunities to give back to the community, and what a great way to do that than through a good veterans organization like the American Legion.
Yeah, we have a lot of programs we do within our Legion as well. Mission Canine's part of that. And then the Sons of the American Legion put on a golf outing in June to help raise funds. Our Summer Square Affair, July 26th, is another fundraiser effort we do to help our community and our veterans. Just a lot of different things we do throughout the year to help out.
Let's head back to the Summer Square Affair event here. You guys have some great entertainment lined up for this. Why don't we talk about that?
Yeah, we've got the Logan Kirby Band. We'll be there from 4 to 7, and then we'll take a short break, and then the Wise Guys will play from 8 to 11. So come out, dance in the street with us, let your hair down, and have a good time.
A little bit of everything here, all kinds of tastes. Of course, we know Logan Kirby. Well, Wise Guys, I'm a little less familiar with Wise Guys, but from what the indication looks like, they play a little country, a little rock, a little, like the Osmonds, a little bit of country, a little bit of rock and roll.
Yeah, Wise Guys have been together off and on in several different bands throughout the years, and they do a really good job, put on a good show.
We mentioned it's a family event. There's all kinds of stuff, but there are some things for adults there too. Some of the adult beverages, as well as some of the activities there with the raffles and whatnot. But it is going to be going on from 3 to 11. So no matter what time of day you're coming out, you're going to have something going on. Lots and lots of food options. So if you come out during the earlier part of the day, you line it up, you may be able to get two meals in.
Yep, we're going to have barbecue truck, that wiener wagon, an ice cream truck, Cafecita Cubana is going to be there to support us. Great, great offering of food and really wonderful food from folks that are going to help us out.
And what better way to wear out the children than by turning them loose in the bounce house for a couple hours?
That's right. We'll have the bounce house set up at noon for the kids, and it'll be set up till dark or maybe even after if we have kids participating.
Now, second annual event, it is the Summer Square Affair coming up Saturday, July 26th. Georgetown American Legion Post 203 putting it on in downtown Georgetown. Any other information that folks need to know before that event comes here, Corey?
We will block the street off for those local people. We do it every year when we do this event. So at 9 o'clock in the morning, East-West Street will be blocked off, and we'll have it blocked off all day for this event. So please be safe and pay attention to the barricades and let us have a nice day.
Well, we know last year that they started crowding early here because I know I was down here for a little bit here. The crowd came out early. It was a hot day, if I remember, last year.
It was extremely hot last year. Hopefully we have better weather this year, but I'd welcome sunshine over rain any day.
Absolutely. Or at the very least, light rain to where it's not going to affect the activities there. Once again, the second annual Summer Square Affair put on by the Georgetown American Legion Post 203. For folks that want to get more information, Corey, before we wrap up with you here, is there a Facebook page or somewhere where they can go to get that information?
They can follow our Georgetown American Legion Post 203 Facebook page. We've been advertising this for a good long time. My phone number is in there if you need to reach out to me, or you can call the American Legion Post 203 at 662-8211 if you have any questions.
Sounds great. That's Corey Meeks with the Georgetown Dornblazer Post 203 for the American Legion. Second annual Summer Square Affair coming to Georgetown on Saturday, July 26th. This has been WITY Profile. I'm Chad Baker.